On Friday, the Obama administration introduced a program to encourage lenders to forgive some of the mortgage debt owed by homeowners. The goal is to help people remain in their homes and reduce foreclosures. But the housing crisis is so huge that no one initiative can solve it all. So another kind of help is on the way. Starting April 5th, the government will launch new rules to encourage so-called short sales. The changes will help those homeowners who just can't afford to hang on to their homes and want to sell them. Here to explain what's coming is NPR senior business editor Marilyn G. Wax. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Good morning, Leanne.
What is this new short sale program? Who will benefit from it?
Well, this is part of the Obama administration's efforts to help financially struggling homeowners who want to sell their houses rather than go into foreclosure. There are millions of people out there who have mortgages that they just can't afford. And unfortunately, real estate prices are really depressed, so they can't sell their homes for enough money to pay off their existing mortgages. Usually, that situation is going to lead to a foreclosure, and that is a losing proposition for everybody involved. But there is one other option on the table, and that's a short sale. So this new government program is going to try to reduce foreclosures by boosting the short sales.
Now, explain what a short sale is.
Well, a short sale is a transaction where the lender agrees to accept less than what the current homeowner owes on their mortgage. And that's not such a bad proposition, both for the homeowner and the lender. Neither of them thought that housing prices were going to fall as much as they did, but here we are. So now they both have to take a hit. The homeowner is going to walk away empty-handed with no equity, and the lender is going to lose on the mortgage, but at least the house is sold.
So why are there still so many foreclosures when this option is available?
Well, I've talked to a lot of realtors, and they say that the short sale process so far has been a nightmare. There's just tons of paperwork to complete. The buyers and the sellers want to get moving, but they get stuck in an endless loop waiting to hear back from the lenders. So they've been begging the government to help them smooth out this process with guidelines for completing the transactions. And this new government program is really going to do that. It'll set deadlines, and it creates a process for the homeowners to get pre-approved on their short sale terms. So that's even before they list the property. That means the lender has agreed to a list price, and the potential buyer knows right off the bat what's going to fly. So what would be the minimal amount acceptable to the lender?
So what do you think, Marilyn? Do the people in the industry expect this to work?
These last 3 or 4 years have just been so horrible that I don't think anybody out there is expecting overnight miracles. But agents say that if the lenders would properly staff up for it, these short sales could finally start to mop up a lot of these houses that are underwater. When you use that term, it means the mortgages are bigger than the sales price for the house. And for the economy to start to heal again, the housing market has got to start moving again.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn G. Wax. Thanks a lot, Marilyn.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're listening to NPR News.